Our scripture reading for today is the 23rd Psalm. And here's God's word for us today. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, this morning and for the next couple Sundays, we're going to be unpacking this psalm, Psalm 23. You know, the 23rd Psalm is perhaps one of the best known scriptures, probably only second to maybe John 3:16. You know, countless numbers have memorized this psalm, and it has been used to comfort, to calm, and to encourage. You know, in our Bibles, it bears a simple title, right? It is a Psalm of David. Most commentators believe that this psalm was written in David's later life, written when David was King David. King David ruled Israel as the anointed king by God. Right? This was the man that God wanted to be in charge. This was whom God had chosen to represent himself to the world. And King David's backstory is pretty incredible, right? He was the youngest son of Jesse. He wasn't the oldest, which would be customary. You know, the oldest would be the one to go and to carry on, and the oldest would become king. That was not the case. David was a shepherd, right? Not a glamorous occupation at the time. Now, David was the David in David and Goliath. And so David knew what it was like to have God walking alongside of himself. Right? He knew that the presence of God sustains. Now, that word sustain is an interesting word. Sustain means to strengthen or support physically or mentally. And David makes this proclamation very early on in the very first sentence of the psalm, right? The Lord is my shepherd, right? He's saying the Lord is my sustainer. And as David thought more about this relationship with God, he makes the analogy of shepherd and sheep, and he says that God was like a shepherd to David, and David was like a sheep to God. This language of shepherd and sheep is carried out throughout Scripture, and this view of God being a shepherd is carried out in Scripture. In Psalm 28:9, David invites the Lord to be the shepherd of his people, Israel, and to bear them up always. In Psalm 80, verse 1, it looks to the Lord as the shepherd of Israel who would lead Joseph like a flock. Ecclesiastes 12:11 speaks of the word of the wise, which are like well-driven nails given by one shepherd. Isaiah 40:11 says that the Lord will feed his flock like a shepherd, that he will gather the lambs with his arm. Micah 7:14 invites the Lord to shepherd your people with your staff as in days of old. Jesus even talks about it. John chapter 10:11-14, Jesus speaks of himself as being the good shepherd, the one who would lay down his life, the shepherd who would lay down his life for his sheep. Jesus would go on to say, I know my sheep, and the sheep know my voice. And David knew this metaphor of shepherd and sheep in a unique way, having been a shepherd himself. You know, as one commentator put it, David uses the most comprehensive and intimate metaphor yet encountered in the Psalms. Right? Other psalmists preferred using the more distant language of king. Right? Not everybody knows the king, or deliverer. or were impersonal words like rock or shield. Whereas David understood that the shepherd lives with his flock and is everything to it. Right? The shepherd was a guide. The shepherd was a physician. The shepherd was a protector. Now, you know, it's one thing to know, or it's one thing to be told, right, that God loves you and that God provides for you, that God sustains you. This wasn't simple head knowledge to David. For David, it was heart knowledge. He personally knew that God was his sustainer, right? That the Lord is my shepherd. Not just any shepherd, not just a shepherd. Right? David just didn't know of God. David had experienced God and could say with assurance that the Lord was his shepherd. You know, for the last number of years, I've been in charge of a fundraising effort for our camps in Western Pennsylvania, Jamonville, Camp Allegheny in Wesley Woods. And prior to COVID, we were riding our bicycles from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C. on the Great Allegheny Passage and the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal Trail. And that ride was about 330 miles, and we would do it in 5 days. Now, the second year we did it, a friend of mine wanted to do the ride of somebody that I worked with. She's a little bit older than I am, about 10 years, which isn't a big deal, right? We had riders in their mid to late 70s, go on this trip with us both times. The big deal for her was that she had not been on a bicycle in over 30 years. Hadn't owned a bicycle in over 30 years. And I remember being with her that very first day that she rode a bike for the very first time in a very, very long time. And I was with her as she rode that first day and all the days that followed. But, you know, everybody knows how to ride a bicycle. Most people know how to ride a bicycle, right? It includes pedaling. It includes holding on to the handle firmly, right? This is called knowing. But when you're sitting on the bicycle, riding it by maintaining balance, it's called experiencing, right? The difference between simply knowing and experiencing. Right? David had experienced God as his sustainer and shepherd, right? His experience allowed him to be able to say that the Lord is my shepherd. He doesn't say that the Lord is the shepherd of the world at large and leads forth the great multitude of his flock. But the Lord is my shepherd. And if he is a shepherd to no one else, he is a shepherd to me, that he cares for me, watches over me, preserves me. You know, the idea of God's role as a shepherd is loving care and concern. Right? David found comfort. David found security in the thought that God cared for him like a shepherd cared for his sheep. And David also knew that he needed a shepherd. Right? The heart of this psalm doesn't connect with the self-sufficient, but it connects with those who are aware of their need. You know, when Jesus spoke in Matthew 5, the Sermon on the Mount, as he describes the poor in spirit, right? These are the people that would find great comfort in the idea that God could be a great shepherd to them. Charles Spurgeon had once said that before a man could say that the Lord is my shepherd, he needs to feel in his nature that he is a sheep. For he cannot know that God is a shepherd unless he feels in himself that he has the nature of a sheep, that he relates to a sheep in its foolishness and its dependency and the warped nature of its will. You know, sheep have this reputation for being notoriously foolish and vulnerable and unintelligent. There's an online dictionary called the Urban Dictionary, and it says of the slang word sheep, it's the definition is a waste of flesh and brain cells. That's harsh, right? Here's another way to look at it. So who here has ever heard of Pop-Tarts? Do you guys know what a Pop-Tart is? Pop-Tarts are a brand name toaster pastry that was introduced in 1964, so 57 years ago. And they've been around for a good while right now. So every once in a while, when I'm allowed to go to the grocery store by myself, I will pick up a box of Pop-Tarts. Chan's looking at me. Jan, you're not supposed to listen to this part. So believe it or not, right, when I go to pick out a box of Pop-Tarts, I don't eat the chocolate ones. I mean, as much of a chocoholic as I am strictly a fruit-flavored guy. Now, Carol in the first service said, you know, they now have pumpkin Pop-Tarts, but that would be like eating a vegetable for breakfast, and that's straight out. So I continue to be a fruit-flavored Pop-Tart guy. But did you know that there are instructions on the box of Pop-Tarts on how to make a Pop-Tart? Right? There are honest-to-goodness instructions on how to prepare a Pop-Tart. Right? I guess apparently it's not simple. But all right, so there are three steps. The first step is this: remove from foil before heating. We have to be told this. Toast on lowest setting. Let cool before eating. Right? After hearing something like that, we should all be like, bah. Right? Make no mistake. We are a people that need a shepherd. And that, you know, after David makes that declaration, right, the Lord is my shepherd, he shares how the shepherd sustains. Right? He says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. The Lord as shepherd knew how to make David rest when David needed it, just like a literal shepherd would care for his sheep. Right, the implication is that sheep don't always know what they need. Sheep don't always know what is best for them, and so they need help from the shepherd. You know, I think about, you know, the place where David is led, or the sheep is led. It's one of the many reasons why I think Sabbath is so important. You know, not only is it one of God's top 10, right, to remember the Sabbath and to keep it holy, but this gift of rest from God. That God says to us, this rest that God gives to us, he says that our worth is not in how what we do or how much we do. That as our God leads us to rest, he is giving us permission and grace to rest. And imagine how David must have thought of it, because he had seen it. He had experienced it. A flock just feeding in the lush meadows, resting in quietness by the rivers of water, running gently through them. And it all seems to track with what we know about humanity, right? We are keen, we are clever, we are resourceful, we are relational, and we are definitely need in direction and sometimes incapable of making good choices. And we can do many things all by ourselves and in our own strength, but we are incapable of, we are helpless when it comes to overcoming our sin, in finding sustained hope or joy, or gaining eternal life apart from the shepherd's intervention. You know, the choice for the believer is whether or not to willingly become the shepherd's sheep. You know, will we allow ourselves to give up control and follow the wisdom of a good and caring shepherd who can meet our every need? Can we truthfully say, the Lord is my shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. We don't always know what life will include when we submit our lives to God's authority. You know, when Samuel showed up at David's house, how could David have known all of what was to come? Did David know that he would kill a giant? David know that he would be on the run from Saul because Saul wanted to kill him? Did David know just how far he would fall and be restored by God? Did he know that he would lose children to death and rebellion? Of course he didn't. Yet through it all, David remained an imperfect pillar of faith and a man after God's own heart. And like David, we're going to face hardship and we will enjoy triumph. And this only emphasizes the truth of Psalm 23, that everything we are, that everything we have, that everything we need is found in the Lord. That our great shepherd provides for us, restores us, leads us, protects us, comforts us, sustains us, now and for all eternity, as we dwell in his love and care. We don't know what will happen, but like David, we can reflect and trust that we are in the care of the Good Shepherd. And when we place ourselves in the hands of the Good Shepherd, we can find that peace to face the future, regardless of the circumstances, because we will know who is walking with us, who is walking before us. Let us pray. Gracious God, we pray that you continue to open our eyes to the truth of your word. Open our eyes, dear God, to how you want to walk alongside of us, how you want to shepherd us, how you want to guide us. Lord, help us not to resist who you are. Help us not to resist your leading, to resist your sustaining. Lord, help us to be able to say with full assurance that the Lord is my shepherd. Jesus, we pray this in your precious name. Amen.